This morning's shiurim are dedicated in loving memory of Shirley and Maris Hachman, Aleihem HaShalom, and Eugene Wolowitz, Aleihem HaShalom, by Gail and William Hachman and family. The Hachman family also thanks Yeshiva University, and especially the Center for the Jewish Future, for all their dedication and hard work in the Jewish community. We thank them for that. Today's first shiur will be delivered by Rav Meir Goldwicht. Rav Goldwicht is a Rosh Yeshiva at Ritz. His topic this morning is Tu Bishvat, V'nochal Mipirya V'nispa Mituva.
Pirshut Moray V'Rabotai, Boker Tov, Chodesh Tov, נמצאים בתחילת חודש שבט. כידוע, שבט זה ראשי תיבות, שיהיו בשורות טובות. Everybody will have good news in this month, in any field, what everyone need, and we will have a lot, סייעתא דשמיא. We stay between א' שבט and ט"ו בשבט. א' שבט לבית שמאי is ראש השנה לאילנות, and ט"ו בשבט is ראש השנה לאילנות לבית הלל. And between these special days, I would like to take this opportunity and to learn together very interesting insight about Tu Bishvat, but not only about the special day of Tu Bishvat, also about the days what come after Tu Bishvat. Because many Rishonim, also Achronim, raise the question, why Tu Bishvat is so special day? We not say Tachnun, we not allowed to fast in this day. Why is relevant for people who live in Chutz La'aretz? Tu Bishvat is day in the calendar what teach us the difference between Shnat Maaser Sheni and Shnat Maaser Ani. We know in the circle of the 7 years, when the 7 years is Shnat Shmita, but Shana Aleph, Bet, Daled, and A is Shnat Maaser Sheni, Shana Gimel, Shana Vav is Shnat Maaser Ani. And Tu Bishvat, this is a day what the Maaser change from Maaser Sheni to Ani, or from Ani to Maaser Sheni. And also we're not allowed to give Maaser from one year of the other year. Is all this halachot take place only in Eretz Israel, in the place what mitzvot atluyot ba'aretz take place. Is why this special day belong to all Am Israel all over the places what they stay, what is so necessary about this day. Is I would like to see and to learn together one aspect about this special day, not only the day what we're going to celebrate, also how we can take Tu Bishvat with us all the year, and how Chazal teach us to do this, and again, and one aspect in Divrei Chazal. And we will start with few questions, and step by step, we will build all the sugiyah. The Torah teach us in the first paragraph in Parashat Kedushim, V'chitavohu el haaretz unetatem kol etz ma'achal v'aralteim orlato et piryo shalosh shanim yeh lachem arelim lo Yeachel. Interesting, this parasha, Parashat Kedushim, was the first Shabbat, A B'Yar Tav Shinchet, Kriyat HaTorah, midnight, Friday night, the Britain leave the state, Israel state, and from midnight, this come our state. And the first parasha, what we read in the Torah is Parashat Kedushim, V'chitavo el haaretz, ונתעתם כל עץ. Very important, very interesting, how הקדוש ברוך הוא show us every detail is important. Anyway, חזל come and teach us about this פסוק, תבוא אל הארץ ונתעתם כל עץ, in paragraph 2, רבי יהודה ברבי סימון פתח, אחרי השם אלוקיכם תלכו. We have mitzvah to following after השם. חזל come and ask, וכי אפשר לבשר ודם להלוך אחר הקדוש ברוך הוא, how we can follow in after השם, ובו תדבקון, וכי אפשר לבשר ודם לעלות לשמיים, להידבק בשכינה, how can happen technically to follow in after השם, specifically השם is fire, and if you become very close, it can burn everything, אלא חזל explain, מתחילת בריאתו של עולם, לא נתעסק הקדוש ברוך הוא, אלא במתה תחילה. הדעות הכתיבה הייתה השם אלוקים גן בעדן, קדוש ברוך הוא busy to plow and to plant trees in Gan Eden, אף אתם כשנכנסים לארץ לא תתעסקו אלא במתה תחילה, עדה עוד הכתיב כי תבואו לארץ ונטעה אתם. עוד חזל כמה תיצ'ס, זה מצווה, והלכת בדרכיו. What we know, what is mean, מה הוא רחום, אף אתה רחום, מה הוא חנון, אף אתה חנון, etc. This מצווה have also other aspect. And the other aspect is, קודש ברוך הוא, plowed and planted tree, when he create אדם, we also, immediately, when we arrive in ארץ ישראל, we need to plant tree. My first question is, I don't know anyone from a lot of people that make Aliyah, and I'm sure you also, when they arrive in Eretz Israel, and they go out from Ben Gurion Airport, directly they go to field, to plow and to plant tree. And Chazal come and teach us, this is mitzvah to follow after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Immediately, when you arrive in Eretz Israel, we need to plow and to plant tree. We never know about anyone what immediately when he arrived, this is the first activity what he do in Eretz Israel. Mimele, our first question is, what Chazal really would like from us to do when they say to us, Kodosh Baruch Hu, when he creates the world, he plant tree, also we need to plant tree immediately when we arrive in Eretz Israel. This is question number one. Question number two, זה גמרא עם מסכת ראש השנה, סרט פארוגרף טיצ'ס באחד בשבט, ראש השנה לאילן. קם זה גמרא and say, what is special about this day? אמר רבי לזר, אמר רב הושעיה, הועיל ויצאו רוב גשמי שנה. רשי explain, פארוגרף 4 in the third line, הועיל ויצאו רוב גשמי שנה, שכבר עבר רוב ימות הגשמים. והוא זמן רביעה, ועלה עשריו באילנות, ונמצא הפירות חנותין מעתה. זאת אומרת, רשי come and explain to us what is mean to בשבט, you go outside also in these days, you can go to the street and see every tree, you can see the beginning of the new fruit or the new leaf on the tree, and we know the process start again, and in few months we will have leaves and fruit, etc., etc. This is to בשבט. My second question is, why we celebrate when we see the beginning of the new fruit? Who knows what's going to happen? Still we have few months of winter. We don't know what kind of fruit we're going to have. Much better to celebrate, for example, Tetvav Betamuz. Why? Tu Bishvat, Tu Betamuz, middle of the summer. Or we make special day, and we'll say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about the fruit, what we see with our eyes, what we taste, what we enjoy, and what we have. And this is special thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When every tree gives the right fruit, the sweet fruit, etc., is why we celebrate when we don't see anything on the tree, only the beginning of the new fruit. We know a lot can happen, and the fruit will not come great. Is why we rush and we run to celebrate the fruit before we enjoy and we appreciate the fruit. This is question number two. Third question, in ברכה מעין שלוש, in ברכת על המחיה, in פארוגרף 5, we say, ועל תנובת השדה, ועל ארץ שנה טובה, ורחבה, שרצית מנחת על אבותינו לאכול מפריה ולשבוע מטובה, את סדרה, רחם, נע, השם אלוקינו על ישראל עמך ועל ירושלים עיריך, על ישראל עמך פרסט, ירושלים עיריך, ציון משכן כבודיך, מזבחיך, יחליך, נעו, ובני ירושלים עיר הקודש במהרה בימינו, שבוכו, בילד ירושלים. ועלינו לתוכה, give us opportunity to arrive in ירושלים, after you will build ירושלים. שמחיינו בבניינה, to appreciate all the קדושה, all the great things that ירושלים have. And above everything, please, if you can put line, ונוכל מפיריה. This is the goal. ונוכל מפיריה, big deal, I don't like fruit. What do you mean, ונוכל מפיריה? I understand very clear what is mean, ובני ירושלים, עיר הקודש, ועלינו לתוכה, שמחנו בבניינה, but, ונוכל מפיריה, is not so special. This is above everything. It's how we explain what we say every time when we say ברכה מעין שלוש, above ירושלים, בית המקדש, ועלינו לתוכה, etc., etc., ונוכל מפיריה. Why this is above everything? This is the goal of everything what we need to do. This is the question that I would like to raise, and בסייעת הדשמיה, we will... share very interesting inside about the special days what we stay between Aleph Shvat and Tu Bishvat and how we can take this with us all the year. Is again short and clear. Question number one is, what is mean to following after HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He plowed tree immediately, plowed and planted tree immediately when he creates the world. We also need to do this when we arrive in Eretz Israel. if this is exactly what we need to do, why nobody does this immediately when he arrives in Eretz Israel? Question number two, why we celebrate when we have the beginning of the new fruit? Why we not wait until we appreciate the fruit on the tree in the summertime? We know a lot can happen between the beginning of the fruit until we will zoche to see the fruit. The fruit is why we don't do this in the summer. Why we do this in the middle of the winter? And question number three, what is mean above everything, Yerushalayim, Bet HaMikdash, etc., Venochal Mipiria? The explanation of these three questions is follows. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates this world, every day in Bereshis, the way how we create, Vayomer Elokim. Vayomer Elokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, and what he want, take place. Twice, we find Hashem Elokim. Not Elokim, only Hashem Elokim. Where in paragraph 6, you can put line beginning of Pasuk Zayin, Vayitzer Hashem Elokim et Adam, afar min Adama. Because Baruch created Adam, is not Hashem, is not Elokim, Hashem Elokim. Again, has a place, Pasuk Chet, Vayita, immediately after, Vayita Hashem Elokim, Gan Beden. When Hakadosh Baruch Hu created Adam, and he created us, the lashon is Hashem Elokim, not Elokim. What we find about all the creation. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu want for us to understand clearly our mirror in this world day by day is three. What does it mean? If we want to get vegetables, what we do? We plant seed. The seed destroyed. We get something new, vegetables. Nothing left from the seed. Animals, any animal, duplicate other animal. Shor molit shor. Chamor molit chamor. Tree, we see the tree, and all the time the tree make fruit. You eat the fruit, the tree make again other fruit. We also need to look same as tree. Our goal is to make fruit. Fruit is mean not only to build new generation, what for sure is very important, also all the life, to build, to develop, to create new fruit. From this reason, Adam etz hasadeh. Kadosh Baruch Hu say to Adam, you see the tree here in Gan Eden? Any place when you see tree with fruit, remember, this is your mirror. Stop, ask yourself, I also make fruit. I also try to develop. I also still have ambition, motivation to build, to create, to do, etc., etc. Now, if this takes place, the fruit, what we eat, the food, slicha, the food, what we eat is fruit. If we do the right thing, our food is fruit. Umikol etz agan achol tochal. But if the Adam make mistake and he don't do what he need to do, he don't fill his mission, what he eat? Grass. Ve'achalta et esev asadeh. Paragraph 7. After Adam and his wife eat from the tree, pasuk yutchet, ve'kotz ve'dardar tatzmiach lecha ve'achalta, please put line, et esev asadeh. What is the difference? If somebody eat fruit or somebody eat grass, major difference. When we eat fruit, we take the fruit from the tree, but the tree still exists. This tree will give us new fruit later, next year, next season. When somebody eat grass, he must eat the grass with the root. When we eat fruit, it means the fruit is for us, to give us more opportunity to feel strong, healthy, and to do great things. When somebody eats grass, it means he eats himself. Exactly when we take the grass with the root, this shows the condition of the person. When he does the wrong thing, he eats himself. He eats until it's over, finish. Comes the Torah and tells us, if we following after the food, what we eat, we know exactly where we stay. If we eat pre-etz, we stay in the right way, we fill our mission. If we eat esev asadeh, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to Adam, if we eat esev asadeh, and this is what make him in shock, In paragraph 8, when he heard, he started to eat grass. Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, בשעה שאמר הקדוש ברוך הוא לאדם, קוץ ודרדר תצמיח לך אדמה. והקדוש ברוך הוא סייתו אדם הראשון, this is going to eat. זלגו עיניו דמעות, יאב תיר סיני זייס. אמר לפניו ריבונו של עולם, אני וחמורי נאכל באבוס אחד? Me and my donkey, we will eat in same plate? No way. He recognized how the mistake, what he do, affect him. And take him to the wrong places. So interesting. Sota, what korban she brought? Paragraph 10. Kol ha-menachot baot min ha-chitin. Chitin? Wheat? What we do from the wheat? Flour. From the flour, bread. This is what we eat. But sota, what kind of korban she brought? Vezo ba min ha-seorin. Barley. Seorin? Why? Is Rabban Gamliel Oimer, second line, paragraph 10. Keshem shemaaseh ha-maaseh be'ema. She do something miserable, terrible. Kach korbana ma'achal be'ema. We see exactly what we eat. Show the condition what we stay. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to teach Adam HaRishon. Now, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu really want for us to understand, we say this tree, every tree what make fruit, this is our mirror, and if we recognize this, we're growing straight, we make a lot of fruit. Is what exactly we need to look on the tree. When we watch the tree, and the tree is our mirror, what exactly I need to see in the tree? Tree part, root, trunk, and fruit. In Avodat Hashem, we have tree parts. Part one is tefillah. Tefillah parallel to the root. Through tefillah, we come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We come close to Hashem. Every time when I see Baalei Teshuva, you know, kinat sofrim tarbe chokhmah. Sometimes I'm really very jealous. You know why? The way how they talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How we talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu three times a day? We have sidur. We say what we say in the Siddur. In the Siddur, in the Tfilot, in Shema Koleinu, in Rachayim, in Atachonel Adam Dat, Barech Aleinu, Refaeinu, Kam Shema Gadol Echarotenu, etc. We sing about what we really need. But you see, Baal Teshuva, we talk to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Abba, no. Abba, lo shomea li. You don't listen to me. I ask you, help me. No, I need your help now. Give me hand. So talk to Kadosh Baruch Hu, our really son, talk to Kadosh Baruch Hu, talk to his father. And this is what Kadosh Baruch Hu want for us also. Not only זה תפילה עבוד חזן ותקן תואז ואת is for sure very important also to speak to הקדוש ברוך הוא in our language between us to ourselves. תפילה bring us close to Hashem. This is root. Trunk represent Torah. The pillar of the life is Torah. Foot represent מצוות and מעשים טובים. The Torah never say כי האדם שורש השדה. The Torah never say ki ha-adam pri ha-sadeh. What the Torah say? Ki ha-adam etz ha-sadeh. In our life, we need to have all these three parts. Tefillah Torah, mitzvot, and ma'asim tovim. Yes, not every time we have time to learn all the time. We're busy with other important things. Not every time we have time to daven long tefillah. Not every time we have a lot of time to make a lot of chassadim what we really want to do. But all the time, we need to coordinate between all these three parts. To hold all these three. Some more, some less, but to hold all these three. This is three. This is a mirror, what we have in the tree. And this is what we ask twice a day, every single day. Twice a day, every single day. What we say, paragraph 11. Ve'er eneinu before kriyat shema, betoratecha. Ve'er eneinu betoratecha, you know what it means? Trunk. This part of the tree. Dabek libenu b'mitzvotecha. This parallel to the fruit. V'yached levavenu le'ahava ul'ira et shmecha. Bring us more close to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To love you more, to have respect to you more. This is root. Now, lo nevosh, ve'lo nikalem, ve'lo nikashel le'olam v'ed. Guarantee, lo nevosh, lo nikalem, ולא ניכשל. Power of 12, before we finish it to David every day. קדוש ברוך הוא, thank you, ברוך הוא אלוקנו שבראנו לכבודו, קדוש ברוך הוא create us, to raise his name, הבדילנו מן התועים, נתן לנו תורת אמת, חי עולם נתן בתוכנו, now, והוא יפתח ליבנו בתורתו, this is a trunk, וישם בליבנו, אהבתו ועירתו, this is a root, to come close to Hashem, לעשות רצונו, this is a fruit, now, we have guarantee, לא ניגע לריק, ולא נלד לבעלה, we can product, we can build, we can develop a lot, לא ניגע לריק, ולא נלד לבעלה. And from this reason, every new beginning in Jewish life, every new beginning in Jewish life, start with three. Every time, I give you examples. One, קדוש ברוך הוא קריאת זה וורד, what we say, והייתה השם גן בעדן. יעקב אבינו, remember, last night in ארץ ישראל, before he moved to Egypt, he spent where? In באר שבע. What he do all the night? He cut branches from the tree of his grandfather Abraham. He give to every child part of the tree you have in Egypt, his new beginning, plowed and plant the tree beside your house. This will help you. This will give you chizuk and you can pass the terrible galut of Mitzrayim and to go back to Eretz Israel. After Kriyat Yamsuf, Parag of 13, we complain about the bitter water. פסוק אב בית, ויבואו מראתה, ולא יכלו לשתות מים ממרה כי מרים הם, על כן קרא שמה מרה, ואילונו העם משה, לאמור מה נשתה, ויצק אל השם, ויורהו השם, פליז פוט ליין, עץ, וישלך אל המים, וינתקו המים. Again, this is real new beginning, after all the Egyptians die, the essence of Egypt is over, now again, we find the tree. Exactly same, we find, כי תבוא אל הארץ, ונטעתם כל עץ. Moreover, in the end of the day, פרוג אב 16, והיא דבר השם אליי לאמור, ואתה בן אדם, קח לך עץ אחד, וכתוב עליו ליהודה, ולבני ישראל חבריו, ולקח עץ אחד, וכתוב עליו ליוסף, עץ אפרים, וכל בית ישראל חבריו. How the גאולה will take place, when all the שבותים will come together. How the Navi shows this to us, take two different streets, bring them together. Moreover, the Gemara say, in paragraph 15, when baby boy, the parents, when they feel better, Ima feel better, they go to the front yard, backyard, or any other place, they plowed and plant tree for the baby boy. Another kind of tree for the baby girl. Ave naigei, ki ave mitlade di inuka, shatle arza, special tree for the baby boy, ינוקתה, girl, special tree for the baby girl, תורניתה, וחייבה מן סבי, and when they will marry, the parents go to cut two branches from the tree of the boy, two branches from the tree of the girl, חייבה מן סבא, קיץ אלו ועבדו גננה, and this is a stick of the chupa, beautiful meaning, what stay behind this? Every new beginning must take place with three. You want to succeed? You come now with a lot of ambition, a lot of hope, you have great dreams to do great things, never forget, coordinate between root, trunk and fruit, תפילה, תורה, מצוות ומעשים טובים, you go to succeed. You go to succeed. You go to make a lot of fruit from this project, from this mission, from this challenge what you give to yourself to do. This is what Chazal come and teach us. This is what Chazal really want for us to understand and to do. Now, after we understand this, and this is the purpose of the tree, the question is, how I really do this? Practically, I want to know how I can coordinate in my life Torah, Tfila, Mitzvot, Umasim, Tovim. How I can remember this in my daily life. I understand, I know it's important, but I will do this in easy way. How we do this in easy way? This is the answer. When we look of the Shiva Saminim, we know Chita and Seora, wheat and barley is not fruit. something separate. How many different fruit we have? Five. How we eat this five fruit? We have a priority. We cannot pick what we want. We have a priority what we eat first, second, third, fourth, and fifth. What is our priority? What is more close to the word Eretz? What the Pasuk say? Eretz Chita Seora 1-2 Gefen Teena Rimon. Gefen Teena Rimon. Yeah, 3, 4, 5 Eretz Zeit Shemen Olive and Dvash Date 1 and 2 His one is olive, two is date. Third is grape, four is fig, five is pomegranate. Yes, this is the five. The way how we eat. When we eat olive, how we eat the olive many times? Oh, we take with a fork or with the hand, olive, we put in our mouth, and immediately what we do? We kick this out. Not the fruit, the seed. Because it's bitter. We don't keep this in our mouth. It's not give us to feel satisfied with this. But when you come to the date, what we do with the date is sweet. Sometimes we keep the seed in our tongue a little bit more. We come to the grape, what we do? Sometimes we eat the grape with the seed, sometimes not. It depends if the seed is big or small. We come to the fig, what we do? We cannot divide between the seed and the and the fruit, we eat what? Everything. We come to the pomegranate, what we eat? Only the seed. Pileploim. The seed in the beginning, what was so bitter from the olive, now in the end come so sweet and so healthy. This means Jewish life is process, is part of the goal. Opposite from the secular life, where the process is the way to the goal. If Chas v'Chalila, the process is the way to the goal, some people can destroy other people in the way, can push them to the side, not care about anyone what they see, because they see only the goal. Jewish life, every step is part of the goal. When we understand this, we understand we need to try to do the best. Today a little bit, tomorrow a little bit more. And, בדרך שהאדם רוצה ללך מוליכים אותו. We try the best, because we give push, we do this much better, later and later until we catch the goal. And goal after goal. This means to really coordinate in our life all these three parts of the tree. To really have this kind of understanding what we need to do every time when we start something new. To understand process is part of the goal. This is what we do, what we say every siyum. Anu amelim ve'em amelim. We put effort and they also. Anu amelim u'mekablim sachar. And in the secular life, amelim ve'no mekablim sachar. What does it mean? Lo mekablim sachar? Yes, if they catch the goal. If they do what they do. If they show what they create. If not, for the process, not so much benefits. By us, the process is part of the goal. Anu amelim u'mekablim sachar. This is the reason why we celebrate the beginning of the new fruit. We not wait until they have the fruit. And we celebrate. This is obviously everybody could go to do this. Everyone, uniqueness about us, we celebrate also the beginning. Because we know if we take the beginning in the right perspective and we really happy about new beginning, step by step is growing and growing and we develop this until we have completely what we need. For this reason, this is the essence of this day. To celebrate the new beginning. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants for us. We say every Shabbos, ותתאנו בגבולנו. Because what we want for us, to find everyone his field, his area, and in the moment when we find our field and the area, in this place, to plow and to plan ourselves, and we can make fruit and fruit and fruit. Every area is important. Every area is important. Because the goal of all of us is to raise Kvod Shamayim. This is the goal of all of us. Everyone in his field, everyone in his area. We need everything. This is what Chazal come to teach us. This is the celebration of Tu B'Shvat. Now, Pileploim. Now we will move to the next step. This tree, what we show from few places. Take place every time when we start something new. Take place in one more place. And this is in the Gemara, in Masechet Ta'anit, in paragraph 17. Gemara, what some of us know from the song, but the Gemara says it's a little bit a difference. The Gemara is saying, Ta'anis, in paragraph 17, when two rabbis, two friends, before everyone go to his way, one bless to each other. And what they say to each other? Ilan, Ilan, b'me'a v'arechecha. You look 73. What I can bless you? Shiu perotecha metukin, I read in paragraph 17 in the middle. Shiu perotecha metukin, you will have sweet fruit, you have this. Shiu tzilcha na'e, you have nice shade, this means you influence other people, you have this. Shtia amat amayim overet achtecha, you have water around you, what give you energy all the time, you have this. It's what kind of bracha I can bless you. Ela yirotzon, shekol netiyot, shenotim imcha, yiyu kemotcha. Every tree what growing from you looks same as you. Af ata b'me'a v'arechecha. Im b'torah arei Torah, you have Torah. Im b'osher arei osher. Im b'banim arei banim. Ela yirotzon, שיוצא צאי מאיך כמותך. Here we find something very very interesting. Key for life. Key for life. שיוצא צאי מאיך כמותך. What is mean key for the life? Listen very carefully. אברהם אבינו, third Jew, he's the first person what planted the right tree. Because what tree destroyed אדם הראשון? It's a dot. He picks the wrong tree. What else destroyed Noah? What get opportunity to start new world for good forever? Also, he plants the wrong tree, he drink, and he finds himself where he finds himself. Avraham Avinu was the first Jew, first person in the world. What's the pasuk say about Avraham Avinu? Vayita Eshel. Eshel. Now look very carefully. Avraham Avinu returned back from the first world war to save the life of his nephew, Lot. He was a famous person all over the world. He was a famous person all over the world. He arrived to his tent. He not have good mood. He not have good mood. Because Boko asked him, what happened? Why you worry so much? Rashi mentions this. You kill so many people. You allowed to do this? If not, they will kill you. Abba le'orgicha, shekem le'orgo, no question. What is the problem? I make for you so many miracles. You lose your credit. Don't worry, schacha arbe meod. How is looks this conversation? Avraham Avinu said. Because bochu, schacha arbe meod. Come Avraham and say, Vayomer Avraham, listen very carefully. Vayomer Avraham, mati ten li v'anuchi olech hariri. I don't have children. Immediately after, Vayomer Avram, En li lo natat azera. I don't understand. Every word in the Torah is necessary. Every letter. Why we have twice, Vayomer Avram, Vayomer Avram? If he say what he say, he need to finish what he want to say. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu decide to answer to him, not to answer, what to answer. Why twice Vayomer Avram? What Hashem say to him? Don't worry. Lo yirashcha zeh, Eliezer is not your future, he's your slave. Asher itse mimecha uirashecha. Again, Asher itse mimecha. How we say mecha in English? Stomach, room, how? This belongs to Ima, not belong to Abba. Who carries a baby 9 months? What the pasuk say about Rivka? Shnei goyim bevitnech ushnei leumim mimeaich. Mimeaich, iparedu. This belongs to Ima, not belong to Avraham. What kind of language is Asher Yitze Mimecha? Zenatziv, explain. Part. Arav Hirsch, explain other part. We take this together and a little bit, how much we can, to put some in inside also, we see something beautifully. Avraham say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you promised me everything? I don't have children. Wow. after he said, I don't have children, he stopped and he said to himself, Kosh Bohu, you know exactly what I sing. There's no question. This is no question. But I make mistake. People later can have misunderstanding about our conversation. When you promise me you will have everything, and I say to you, I don't have children, this show I miss a little bit emuna. You promised me a few times before you will have child from Sarah. You will have child from Sarah. You promised me. How I can say to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't have children? How I can say this? It's not look good. People can have misunderstanding. Maybe my emunah come weak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me to explain myself. Vayomer Avraham. Now we say again. How old I am? 99? You give me child when? Next year? How old I will come next year? 100? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I miss the train. What do you mean to have child in age of 100 years? How many years ago to stay alive after I have the child? 5 years? 10? 20? 30? More or less? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not enough. I don't need child what have my last name. I don't need child, biology child. I need child what I can teach him. What is mean Jewish life? What is mean Yadus? What is mean excitement? What is mean sweetness? From this Hashem, I need lifetime. It's not book 1 or 2 or 10 what he need to learn and he pass a test, you know. To teach me Malacha, Mishnah, Gemara, Chumash, I do this very well with Eliezer. Very well. Many of the questions never arrive to me. He answers the question before I get the question. I want child what I know to teach him what does mean Yiddishkeit. What does it mean sweetness? This is what I want. I miss the train. Miss the train. Too late in this age because I don't have enough ears to teach this to him. I need lifetime. Come HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say to him, don't worry. Lo yirashcha zeh. Asher itse mimeecha. What is mean me'ayim? What is mean stomach in Jewish life? It's not only part of our body what takes the food and decide what part the body need, what part the body don't need and come out. Me'ayim in Jewish life represent excitement, sweetness, look for. Aben yakir li Ephraim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu like us so much. Im yelet sha'ashuim, ki midei dabri bo, zechor ezkerenu od, al ken hamu me'ay. What does it mean, hamu me'ay? I'm very excited. Yasisu bnei me'ay. The pasuk says, yasisu bnei me'ay. If you look for something, you look for something. And you wait, and you wait, and you wait, and you get the telephone, you get this. You get the letter, you get this. What happened to you? You jump in the street. Maybe not physically, but you feel great. Your stomach excited. Chas v'chalila, chas v'chalila, in the other side. People make you upset, upset, and sad, and sad, and you become angry, and angry, and angry. Be careful, watch. The person can get what? Ulcus. And disease, what can destroy them? This is what the Pasuk say in Megillat Echa, Me'ai Chamarmaru. It means the stomach represents excitement. You will have lifetime to explain to him the excitement of Jewish life. So nice. What age Avraham leave Haran and moved to Eretz Israel? Age of 75. 75, he was in other place. He do a lot, but outside. From the right place. What age Yitzchak born when Avraham is? 100. What age Avraham passed away? 175. Because Baruch Hu say to him, leave the 75. What you do at that? Come now to the pure 75. Where? In Eretz Israel. You have lifetime to do this to him. When one Chacham bless his friend, what kind of bless? He say, Ilan ilan b'mea v'rechecha. פירותיך מתוקים, אמת המים עוברת תחתיך, צילך נאה, אלא שיהיו צאצאי מאיך, מאיים, represent excitement, כמותך. צאצאי מאיך, כמותך. The excitement, what you have, you can deliver it to generations after. This is the tree. This is the purpose of the bracha. You believe or not, open the two Or HaChaim. and his introduction. What bring him to write this special chibur of Shulchan Aruch? He say, only one reason. I want to teach people how it's important to say bracha. How it's important to say amen of every bracha. How important to say bracha slowly. How it's important to say bracha benachat. This give us life. This bracha affects the food. And the food affect us. Affect our stomach. Affect our stomach in spirituality way. We can eat apple, falafel, steak, everything what we like. When we say the bracha in the right way before and after, the food is different. Our stomach eats is different. Look how many meat Jewish people eat, more from any other nation. Look how many wine Jewish people drink, more from any other nation. You find this in any library. All the holidays, Shabbat, Chag. And we have the less people who go out from the way compared to the numbers that we have all over the world. Because by us is Bore Pri Agafe, is Amoitzi, is Shakol, Niya Bidvaro. This affects the food. And when we eat this kind of food after this bracha, this is something else. The famous Gemara, before bracha, after bracha, before bracha is belong to Hashem, Hashemayim, Shamayim LaHashem. LaHashem Haaretz Umlo, sorry, after bracha Haaretz Natan Livnei Adam. It's not something technically, before bracha, after bracha. This affects the food. And the tour come and say, this is my purpose, why I write the tour, the pirush. After I finish your rachai, people ask me, no, write about your idea, and I continue. But this is the reason. This is what the bracha make. Tu Bishvat is not celebration only for what? To know what year of Trumot u'Ma'asrot take place. Shana Gimel, Shana Daled, Ma'aser Sheni, Ma'aser Ani, yes, for sure. But this affects every one of us all over the world. What we do in Tu Bishvat? We sit, we enjoy, we say the bracha. Bracha is mitzvah. What's the mistake of Adam HaRishon? You know what is the mistake of Adam HaRishon? Unbelievable. Listen, Olam HaBaba, Olam HaBaba, Olam HaZeh. Pile ploin, mamash. Adam HaRishon, what first recommendation HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him? What first tzivui? What HaKadosh Baruch Hu recommended Adam HaRishon first? You know what? Mikol etz agan achol tochal. Eat. Enjoy. After this, what he said to him? Umi etz adat tov hara al tochal. Don't eat. Why is it so necessary to say to him, Mikol etz agan achol tochal? If I ask you to eat, and you follow after me, you have mitzvah, 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 more and more and more, and this is going to protect you not to make avera and to eat from etz adat. Not to make avera and to eat from etz adat. And this save Adam, he never eat from etz adat. But what happened? After HaKadosh Baruch Hu created his wife, he said to his wife, my dear wife, Hashem asked me, from this tree, don't eat. This tree, stay far. Far, don't eat. But he never said to his wife, what? From all the other trees, what? You have mitzvah to eat. זה מה שחוכם come and say. If he will say to his wife, every other tree you have mitzvah to eat, is memele, when she eat, obviously, she make mitzvah, this protects the isha also not to eat from etz adat. And after she eats, she pull Adam to eat. You want more? What is mean mitzvah? We read, yeah, last week, three times, Hashem asked from us, please, take from the Egyptians before you leave Egypt. What? Clay kesef. Clay zahav, smalot. Three times. Why is it so necessary? Not only this. Daberna beozne ha'am. You know what does mean daberna? Beg, I beg you, please make me favor, Hashem. Please ask from your neighbor, clay kesef, clay zahav. You say to the man, to the woman. It means we really don't want to take. If we really don't want to take, yes, we really don't want to take. When Kriyat Yamsuf this week, you know what's going to happen in the beach? Yamsuf, oh, people take and take. Vayasa Moshe et Israel. They need to pull us from the water. They need to say to us, stop, stop, how much you can take. Look how many baggage you take, how many luggage you take. Stop. Is we like or not like? The answer is, we like, but not from the Egyptians. We know if we bore from the Egyptians, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? They will run after us. They will say, we steal the money. We don't want any relationship with them. We don't want anything with the Egyptians. We really don't want anything. But Hashem said, "Yo, no, I want you will ask. Why? Because I really want they will run after you. If 10,000 run after you, or 100,000, it's a big difference. Because the miracle in Yam Suf will come much bigger. Much bigger. The men say, we don't want. But who listened to Hashem? Who listened to Hashem? Only the woman. Hashem, you ask, we ask from all our neighbors. It's mainly all the kesef v'zahav. What the women have is kesef v'zahav of mitzvah. Of mitzvah. They listen to Hashem. Adam, the people, the men, not have kesef v'zahav of mitzvah. Because they take the kesef v'zahav when they like to take. Where? In Yam Suf. Nachon? What happened a few months after Kiryat Yam Suf? What did they do with this money? Egel. But Isha bechol ele lo matzati. One woman not involved in Chet Egel. Every woman, when men come and say, give me your ring, he said to him, you crazy? I never do this. How you can do this? Egel. Terrible. Not one woman. Why? Because the money what they have come from mitzvah. This protects them from the Aveira. By the man, this not happened. Every time when we say bracha, this is what Chazal come and say, Tu Bishvat is tikkun of Chet Adam HaRishon. Everyone know in Tu Bishvat we pray and we ask to have nice etrog in Sukkos. Why we ask in Tu Bishvat nice etrog? Because etrog is one of the three what the taste of the fruit and the taste of the trunk is saying. Give us some flavor from Adam HaRishon before eat from the tree. Every bracha what we say, every bracha what we answer, this is mitzvah. If we want or not, if we know or not, this protect us. And not only this, the food what we eat come differently. This celebration, this holiday, this special day, or days between Aleph Shatat Tu Bishvat, great opportunity for us, for me, to elevate my brachot. Birkat Amazon more slowly. Brachot before I eat, as a few seconds. This give me to eat what I need. It's the best antibiotica. This is the best food. What can keep us healthy and strong. This is the day of Tu Bishvat. This is the minag to celebrate with fruit. With this minag today pass all the edot and everyone try to do this in different way to eat different fruit. This is what we need to know. Step by step, process, part of the goal. One good bracha, other bracha, other bracha, one time amen, etc., etc. This build us. This give us opportunity. This is something very special. And to understand what is mean bracha, unbelievable. Shulchan Aruch, Or HaChaim, Siman Kuf Nun Daled. Say one time, in all the Shulchan Aruch, about something gadol, Avono minso. The sin is so big, we cannot take this on our shoulders. Wow, about what he says is something very, 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 very difficult, probably. No. Shulchan Aruch comes and says this about when we speak in Chazorot Hashatz. When we not answer Omen. This is Tfilah Betzibur. This is what gives us opportunity that Tfilah go direct, because Tfilah Tzibur is one way. He's not stuck in any place. To show us what is mean amen. To show us what is mean bracha of fruit of everything. And this is Baruch Elokeinu Shebra'anu Lichvodo. This is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. Same mystery. If we take this kind of aspect of the process and also how we need to find exactly our field and to plan our field, to plan ourselves in the right place, to coordinate between all these three parts, the root, trunk, and the fruit, and to understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu want for us, to understand through the food we get sweetness about Torah. Shekol tzeitzei me'echa yu kemotcha. This means this affect us, spirituality. It's b'siyata dishmaya, every fruit what we're going to eat will elevate us physically, spirituality, and we can make a lot fruit. And everyone, we can bless every one of us פירותיך מתוקים, אמת המים עוברת תחתיך, צלחה נאה, אלא שכל הפירות שיוצאים ממך יהיו כמותך. Every fruit, what everyone here will do, come sweet, strong and great. ומזלת אלת, שמחה דשמיא.